Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Natasha Mohan. She is the founder and CEO of Work Social in Jersey City. It's a provider of co-working space. Natasha, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeffrey.
Thanks for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time. There's a lot to talk about in regard to office space these days. But first, I'd like to hear a little bit about your company. What should our viewers know about Work Social, and how is it different from other providers of co-working space?
Work Social was founded in 2015. We opened our doors in 2016, February 8th to be exact. So it's been a good seven-year journey so far, just learning about the workspace and how people want to see themselves in an environment, working. What are the tools that they need? And what we've done as a co-working space differently is that we've kind of adapted to what the clients want. What are their requirements? We are not putting the space together how we want them to work.
Okay.
we're taking the opportunity to listen to our clients, so the people who are walking through the door. And as we've expanded over the past 7 years, we've implemented all of those changes. And it has been, very, very good, for companies. Okay. in terms of how they see themselves working. That open environment that everybody was doing and trending is kind of lost a little bit. People want privacy. The companies that are walking through the doors, they want their own private space, even though they're a group of three or four or five. But they just don't want to be in the open because there's a lot of private information. Yeah. And so what we did was kind of mesh that old school way of working where everybody had their own private offices with the new way of working together inside their space.
Okay. Well, you've gotten to really the nub of what I was interested in talking to you about, and that is what the future of work looks like. I've spoken to a lot of business owners and corporate executives, especially with who are struggling with that very question, given the prevalence of remote work since the pandemic, during the pandemic, and in the immediate aftermath. And I am, in fact, moderating a panel for our company, Bridge Tower Media and NJ Biz, on November 10th about that very subject. So it's really good that we're having this discussion. I'm curious to hear then from you what the future looks like to you and how Work Social is going to get there. It sounds as though it's a lot different from what had been in the past. As you said, open offices used to be all the rage, not so much anymore. So how does that work? What are you doing, and how are you, is that trend going to continue, and how are you dealing with that?
Absolutely. I think one, it's going to be the hybrid model. People Okay. are going to want to stay at home. That's where the pandemic really opened up the idea of not traveling to work.
Right.
2 hours, or 4 hours a day, 2 hours back, 2 hours back, So it just, it gave them a little bit more hours and time back with their families. So that's one aspect of what the work model is going to look like.
Okay.
From today into the future. The hybrid's here to stay.
Right.
And the second thing is that, yes, not everybody wants to be in an open environment. Yes, they may have some restraints in terms of monetary, like they can't afford a private office just for one person if they're working for a company. Because what we believe is that companies, like big companies, are going to give their employees some kind of stipend to look for workspace close to their living areas and regions. And so that's why it's opened up the portal for jobs a little bit more, where companies can look for employees all over the nation. They're not restricted to having them come into the office.
Okay.
And then the other thing that we're seeing is that those companies are reducing their office floor size. So they're not leasing as much. They're giving the landlords back some of the space because mm-hmm. they don't have that many employees now working in one area. And so for them to spend money on real estate, office management, cleaning, et cetera, office supplies, they're letting everybody have that freedom of working from wherever they want, as long as they're productive and it's getting to the end goal of creating, you know, more revenue and things like that. For like, basically the ROI with that has to be fruitful for the company.
Right,
and
right.
So they're allowing their employees to do just that, just have a little bit more freedom and flexibility in working.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because that's a trend that I heard a lot about companies trying to bring their offices closer to where their employees are.
Right.
Is that like a big part of your customer base? Let's say, for example, companies in New York that don't want where employees don't want to get on a train, for example, every day.
Right.
For whatever reason, and take public transportation, they have a place in New Jersey where they don't have to do that. Is that a big part of what you're seeing?
Absolutely. Okay. We have a lot of employees or members right now that work for companies who may be based in New Jersey, but don't want to, again, travel in the train into New York. Right. Because again, wherever they go, it's going to take at least 45 minutes there, 45 minutes back, but they're allowing for like an open desk. Maybe it's even for the day or for a couple days a week, but they have that flexibility and they're allowing their workers to do that.
Okay. So what are those kinds of companies and your clients in general, what are some of the things that they really want to have? When you say you listen to them, what are they telling you that they'd like to have in a space that you provide?
So what we've been able to do is really customize the experience for everybody, but we've escalated our services to include things that will help you be productive during the day. So the happiness factor is like when you walk in, right? It's clean, it's beautiful, it's bright. So you're not coming into a dull, boring environment every single day. You're giving them the tools. They have the conference rooms. They have the phone booths to you know, kind of step away from their collective environment in the workspace and take a private call, you know, so that conversation can be very productive for them. And then the wellness aspect, we've actually done a lot of healthy foods. You're not going and picking up junk food, you know, from the local store. So we've got the fruits, we've got veggies. You know, we'll do oatmeal bar, we'll do a parfait bar, and then we also do lunches throughout the week. And at the end of the week, we also have a masseuse coming in to do a 10-minute chair massage. So you're kind of like ending your, you know, week and your month off like relaxed, and you're going home happy. So these are the things that we've seen that have surprised the people who walk through the door.
Okay.
And not just that, but it gives them like a good feeling, you know, that they want to come back to work. Like Monday is not like, oh gosh, it's Monday, you know, but it's like, it's really energizing for them.
Right. You want to eliminate the Sunday scaries, as it were.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely.
Okay, so is that the most important thing that companies should look for? What the amenities are? Are there other things that if a company is thinking about getting some co-working space to do the kinds of things that you're talking about? Are the amenities the most important thing to look for, or are there other factors that involve making that decision?
Amenities is one thing. The staff is the other. We really pride ourselves on our customer service, how we respond to our clients, the time it takes. And then also, you know, we're giving them the tools, the technology. We're always upgrading our technology. We're making sure that it's a secure environment as well when you're logging into the internet. We have a lot of companies in the finance and tech industry, cryptocurrency. So those kind of factors are very important for them. And we're able to, you know, bespoke that kind of service for them, especially when it comes under the technology factor as well.
Okay. And as are you able to, as assuming these businesses are trying to expand, to grow, to increase staffing, to increase sales, are you going to be able to grow along with them? What kind of space do you have? What kind of space are you looking for? How do you anticipate that going over the next, say, 12 months or so?
Yeah. So we started off with 4,400 square feet. We are close to 18,000 square feet in this building now. Mm-hmm. We have different services such as the training room. The other service that we started maybe about 4 years ago that has boomed during the pandemic is our virtual office service. We have a brand called Flexi. So it's Flexi VO. And that allows companies, entrepreneurs to start from the bottom, the $65 service, mm-hmm. and then kind of build their way up. So they're kind of like growing their companies. They're not putting a lot of monetary costs, you know, associated with building the company, but they have the backbone. They have a team to help them. And what we try to do is have those answers ready and available for those starting entrepreneurs, because there are questions that they have that not a lot of co-working spaces can help to answer, but we try to be that support system for them as they're starting and growing their business.
Okay.
And then the next step is, you know, taking an open desk and then taking a private office so they can make their work experience and their companies very flexible with the environment we've created. And so we've not set standardized kind of packages that every other co-working space has that's limited them to that. So we like to have that openness, flexibility, the communication with all of our clients, so that we can adapt to their work, their industries, because everybody's going to have a different style.
Right, right. Well, flexibility does seem to be the watchword. I mean, I hear that Absolutely. Over and over again, mm-hmm. particularly among employees. There was another jobs report just recently showing that there were, you know, a large number of openings. Folks can have a lot of choices these days. And I'm assuming that you're hearing that a lot from your clients, that they need to have a space where they're going to be able to get people from wherever they can to come and work in the office. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one thing that I have a conversation with everybody is that how can we help design that work experience for you when you come into the space? So if you have, let's say, 8 employees, but really 3 or 4 are going to come in, okay. we tell them, hey, take that 3 or 4 person space, get IDs for everybody to have access. And then what they try to do is stagger the work week of having some people come in certain days of the week. And so again, that's another part of flexibility that we're offering, and we tell our clients to look out for, because I'm helping them manage their money. You know, it's all about how to help them from the start, and so that they're not wasting money. Okay. So I always say we're getting away from the gym membership, system where you're buying a membership and then you're not using
right.
it.
Right.
So, you know, we want you to utilize the space. We want you to feel good okay. about utilizing the space. Okay. And so this is how we're doing it. Just really customizing all of the experience that okay. a company wants.
All right. Sounds interesting. Okay. Before I let you go, I'm curious also, given all of the trends that you're talking about, what you see in the commercial real estate market in general in New Jersey, both in the state, the region, in including New York, and then Jersey City in particular. I mean, I've talked to folks in Jersey City who wonder about the future of downtowns and how that's going to how that will play out, given the fact that there are the prevalence of remote work and folks not coming into downtown. What does it look like from where you sit in Jersey City about just the market in general and how things are going?
It's booming over here, I'll tell okay. you. Downtown Jersey City is definitely the go-to place because it gives people the freedom to be so close to New York, but not in New York.
Right.
And then, and obviously our location here near the waterfront, it just gives everybody that the idea of openness, you know, and then again, you're right near all of the public transportation. So it's so easy to get here, get to this location, particularly that it's kind of like a no-brainer okay. for a lot of companies. And in terms of real estate, I do feel the developers are still at it. They're still developing space, but really co-working is going to be more prevalent. Everyone who is thinking about taking their own office space is going to have a smaller footprint than what they were doing, you know, maybe 3 years ago before the pandemic. They're thinking about getting space for 30, 40 people. So then you're, you know, you're looking at 10, 15,000 square feet of space. Now that's reducing to maybe five at a certain location, maybe their headquarters, and then allowing that extra to go into co-working space stipends for their client, for their employees to take space wherever they are.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're relatively optimistic about the next 12 months, despite, I mean, there's some headwinds, inflation, possible recession, supply chain disruptions. You seem like you're looking forward to the next year or so.
Absolutely. You know, growth is still in our mind. We're changing our direction in terms of where we're going to be focusing more on. I think the virtual office space is going to be booming still, even during all of the things that you've said, inflation it's still going to be prevalent. And then we're slowly going to make our way into New York a little bit more. That's our plan for 2023. We had a small office, which we're looking to expand, and let's see what 2023 brings for Work Social. But yeah, the plans are all there, you know, to keep on expanding and growing.
Oh, well, I hope you'll come back and give us an update on how those plans are going.
Absolutely. Next one in 2023. We'll see.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. We'll plan on that. Natasha Mohan, founder and CEO of Work Social in Jersey City. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you. And you know, everyone can find us on www.worksocial.works. And then if you want to start with the virtual office, www.flexivo.com.
There you go. We'll put those links. Those links are in the text accompanying the video. So thanks.
Thank you so much, really, for your time, Jeffrey.
Right. Thank you. And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.
Bye-bye.